We've got an update on the reunification of migrant parents and children who are separated from each other at the U.S. southern border. The separations are part of the Trump administration's zero-tolerance policy for illegal border crossings. About 3,000 migrant children are in federal custody in facilities around the country. A judge has ordered the federal government to reunite the youngest of the children with their parents by tomorrow, specifically the 100 kids who are under the age of five. But it does not look like officials will meet that deadline. Alan Gomez is immigration reporter with USA Today. Hello, Alan.
Hello.
Alan, how many parents and children of any age have been reunited so far?
So far, it sounds like there's maybe just been a handful or so, but for the most part, the government has been sort of setting up their process for how they're going to do this. They're facing a Tuesday deadline to reunite about the first 100, as you mentioned, those who were under age 5. And then they hope that the process that they established then allows them to more quickly start reuniting more of these nearly 3,000 kids that are separated around the country.
And what's holding up the implementation of that process?
The problem is there has been no process, so they've had to build it from scratch. Part of the reason that we're here today is because these kids, they basically get spread out around the country. They're being housed by Health and Human Services in a variety of privately run facilities around the country. And then their parents are split either between Immigration and Customs Enforcement detention facilities or prisons run by the Federal Bureau of Prisons. And there was what this court case has made clear is that there was never any kind of process along the way to make sure that any government agency knew where that parent was and where that child was. So HHS had to do a review of all 11,000 of the children in their custody, go hand by hand each case file to figure out if there was any indication that that child was separated. And then ICE and the Federal Bureau of Prisons had to go through their people and see if they can link them up and then begin the process of slowly reuniting them.
By the way, you mentioned the 11,000 unaccompanied minors. They were here before the zero tolerance policy went into effect. We're hearing about DNA tests being done to match child with parent. What's the reason for that?
Well, the way the government explains it is that to go through the lengthy paperwork process of verifying that a parent and a child are really related would take too long, and that using the DNA process would actually be quicker. They're taking about a week to turn around. That's obviously raised some concerns from the ACLU attorneys who are leading this lawsuit. They didn't really object to the practice. They just made clear that they would like all of those records expunged the moment that the reunification takes place, so that there's not some federal database just sitting there with all these people's DNA sitting in there.
So it sounds like if there was a process at the point where parent and child were separated, there would be an easier process of getting them back together. When it does happen for the handful that have been reunified, what does that look like? What happens then?
Well, from the ones that we've seen so far, it means that they're being deported back to their home countries to be reunited there. Just over the weekend, there were a couple of cases where parents who had already been deported, their children appeared in U.S. immigration court. In one case, a one-year-old who faced an immigration judge alone, and the judge ordered that they be deported back to their home country so that they could be reunified there.
What's happening today at this court hearing that's going on about the deadline tomorrow that the federal government is not expected to meet to reunite the youngest of the children and their parents?
Well, this is where the judge decides whether to grant an extension of time to the government to reunify some of these cases. We got the first real clear accounting of at least that first batch of 100 kids during a court hearing last Friday, where there's about 101 children. 46 of their parents were identified to be in U.S. custody, but then it gets difficult from there. They could not identify 18 of their parents. 19 had been deported. 19 had been released into the U.S. and are becoming difficult to track. And so that kind of gives you a sense of what this is going to look like. The judge today is expected to rule on whether to give the government more time. The ACLU attorney who's leading this last night said that he thinks about half of these kids might not be reunited in time. So it's going to be really interesting to see whether the judge does grant the government more time, or if he really starts coming down hard on the government and starts forcing them to really speed things up.
Alan Gomez, immigration reporter with USA Today. Thanks very much, Alan.
Thank you.